Questions about your car, truck, or SUV, from tune-ups to tires, give Fred a call at 215-949-3232. And now it's time to go under the hood with Fred Fletcher.
America's mechanic. It's a tough job. Somebody's got to do it.
It's a tough job.
Yeah, it is.
Everybody's a little hot under the collar.
They are, you know, so I think we should reinstitute the good words of please and thank you.
That would be nice.
I think it would apply.
Yeah,
a little please and thank you. Everybody is...
I got my vent out yesterday, so it's just like it's... I do it every week, but it's... Every day I feel bad for Kelly because she gets the brunt of it. I have to come out and straighten some of it out. But it's like, it's unnecessary. A lot of it's unnecessary.
Yeah.
I got a couple horror stories with the dealerships going on. And if you have horror stories, give us a call, 215-949-3232. We got one, actually, it was sent over from Nick. It was a friend of Nick's. They had a car at a dealership, and they told them they had a big long list of stuff, and he didn't need any of it. I think maybe $300 of the $3,000 of stuff that they wrote up he needed. I'd have to pull up the text, but the other one I got was a customer that came in yesterday who had it at a dealership. It was a Ford, so you can guess the dealership if you want.
Mm-hmm.
They wrote them up for a power steering rack. It's in the 2017 Ford Explorer. It's got the electronic steering rack. So it is expensive. But it's like, I don't know, it's like $1,800, I think. But they wrote up a bunch of stuff, and it came up to $6,500. And he's like, I'm not sure if I need it. I brought it in because the steering rack was stiff. They said, well, it's stiff because you need all this other stuff. So, so they wrote up.
What a pill that is.
Yeah, control arms, tie rod ends, struts, alignment, which you're going to need the alignment when you get the rack done anyway.
Done,
so,
yep.
But I'm still trying to pull up Nick's thing here. So, here it is. But anyway, it came to $6,500. So he pulled it out of there, and he came over to us. He goes, can you guys install the rack and reprogram it? Because you have to reprogram it now because it's electronic.
Don't you? With
so
everything.
I said, yeah. And I think everything altogether was $2,200.
Yeah.
All in. So he goes, can you check these other things that they wrote up? And I said, yeah. And they said the control arm bushings were torn. Ball joints were bad, which you would get ball joints if you did the control arms anyway because they come as an assembly. Tie rod ends, again, they said they were worn, but we didn't see where they were worn, but it's not a bad idea to get them done while you have the rack out.
Two birds with one stone.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. But the price, they had $6,500. He really only needed the rack, you know, all things considered. They could have pushed it to him that way. And he probably would have stayed there. You said he thought about paying the $6,500, and some, you know, the angel on his shoulder said, don't do it, don't do it. So he came over, and thank God he didn't do it, because he would have spent more than $4,000 that he don't need to spend. So, so we got that. Let me see. This is the one where they sent me the invoice. It was $1,600. I'm sorry. $1,600.
Ooh.
For brakes and rotors. Brakes and rotors alone.
And
it's only a Honda.
Oh, boy.
So I said, well, we could do brakes and rotors on that.
No problem.
For like $450.
Yeah, you go.
I mean, I'd have to get a price for exact, but, you know, it's definitely not $1,600.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, boy.
So so we have that job whenever it comes in. Even if it's more than $450, at least we'll let them know that, you didn't get hosed this time.
Yes. Yes. So it seems that everything comes at you in bunches, doesn't it, Fred? Everything goes well for a while, and all of a sudden, man, it's a week from hell and whatever. But, you know, it's still way better than it was during COVID and everything.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
No. Well,
man,
no.
Maybe.
No,
it was,
I mean, it was
you,
a... No, it hasn't
supply
changed.
Chain
we'll put
stuff?
It this way, it hasn't changed.
Yeah.
COVID really put a downside to a lot of people's respects towards other people and stuff like that, and manners and just the way they handle things. You know, it's just COVID really put a whoop to that.
Yeah.
Like, and I said, you know, in my last night rant, that it was like, I said, you know, it used to be like maybe once a month, and, you know, that I'd have a problem with a customer that we either had to work it out or I had to make good on it if it was my fault. I'm not, not going to say I'm perfect, but I always stand behind what we do.
Sure. Yeah, and, absolutely.
Nobody can ever say they got hosed at my place. And, you know, it'd be like once a month. Now it's like, I'm going to say three times a day.
Yeah, it comes at you in waves, you know.
And Kelly and I are good at explaining people to people what's going on with their cars, probably better than most.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've been in shops where I heard guys, you know, the owners, you know, they're kind of friends of mine or whatever, and they'd be like, yeah, this is what you need, too bad, you know. You know, we don't do that.
No.
But I might be getting to that point. And I'm trying not to, because, you know, I've always been in kind of a managerial type position. You know, being working for dad, even though I worked for dad, I still had the Fletcher's name on there. So we had to, you know, I had the responsibility, and dad gave me that responsibility to learn how to deal with customers. And dad was very good with customer service until he didn't have to be. And I've been on, I've seen that side too. So, and it was all justified. I tried to be very, very patient and calm with everybody because I know auto repair is not cheap and it's never convenient.
No,
I mean, it's not like you plan to, like, oh, okay, July 28th, I'm going to put a fuel pump in my car. No, it goes bad. It goes $900 for this particular one we did the other day. It's not cheap because we had to get a dealer one because it was the only one available. And I get it. So I sympathize with people. And
but you're sort of the oasis, though, Fred, because of the way I look at it, because everything is now dealership and lube jobs, a Jiffy Lube. You're dealing with strangers, and you're just dealing with, and when it goes bad, and who do you talk to? Who do you rely on? And you know, fortunately, we have you. You got a guy in my hometown, Glenn, and they're more than patient, and you understand that there's going to be interruption and stuff like that. But people would be willing to work with you a little bit on that, and just say, "Hey, you know what? Somehow you're going to have to either call out of work or carpool with somebody. Yeah. You're going to have to suck it up a little bit.
Everything's not instantaneous,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, we had a customer drop their car off late yesterday in for inspection, and they have six codes in their emission system, and we told them we have to chase it down. And they got really crappy with Kelly at the end of the day because why their car wasn't done. They didn't drop it off till after lunch, and it was like 4:45.
Everybody working by remote. I mean, you could be working while you're at home. How can you mess that up?
I know they're not, and they need their cars, but... Yeah, I mean, I really feel for it. If anybody does, I do.
Yeah.
So we need to keep your cars because it's at that point where you need to keep your car. It's not like I want to keep your car. Mm-hmm. I'd much rather have your car off my lot and you driving and you happy. Yeah, I think we do have a caller.
I think we do, yeah.
So, it's a...
Hopefully very sympathetic as well.
I hope so. Okay. I need some.
You're up with Fred. Go ahead.
Okay. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
Is this the other Fred's in the showroom he's in the office with you, and are you Jim Bob?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now I have actually a question for you. Now, as I travel from Hamilton, Lawrence, Ewing, and Trenton, there's a radio station. It's referred to as Cat Country 107.3, and they're overpowering your radio station, WBCB. Now, I've called your radio station, and I've told whoever I spoke to that this is happening, so luckily I could switch over to the AM dial and listen to your show on 1490. So isn't there anything that your radio station can do about this being this other radio station broadcasting over your station?
I don't know. I'll have to work on it. I mean, I'm just on the air. You know, I'm not in the technical part of it. But.
No, I know you're on the air, but I figured being that you're on the air, I figured let me give you a call, you know, using Fred's time and see if you could bring this to, you know, people in your upper management there. Because like I said, you know, I know your station has an FCC license just like we have. And, you know, unfortunately, this station, I believe it's from the Jersey Shore. It's Cat Country 107.3. country, so they're overpowering, you know, WBCB over here in the Hamilton, Trenton, Ewing, and Lawrence area.
What you should do is take as many names as you can and give them to me, and we're going to get even on it. No,
I'm going to put a hit out on it.
But I thank you for the interest and everything else.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, I also have a question for Fred, America's Mechanic, as well. Okay. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning.
Now, I understand Dodge and Ford, they use a resistor to regulate the fan speed in their car. What does General Motors do? What are they using in their vehicles to regulate the fan speed?
The cooling fan or the blower for the HVAC?
The blower fan, and it's actually, I'm referring to the blower fan, you know, when I have the AC on, because it seems like the resistor, you know, they go bad, and all you do is you just get high speed when they go bad.
Right, that's what happens. GM has a resistor in there as well.
Oh, okay, because I've never had a problem with a GM car, but I had problems with Dodge and Ford.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, now you can't say that. You've had a problem with GM.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Very good. Okay.
All right.
Okay, Fred, greatly appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
America's Mechanic.
You are. Thank you so much. There you go.
Yeah, GM's got a blower resistor in there, too. They go probably late teens, 2000.
Yeah.
16, 17. Big problem with the.
You're a mechanic. Can't you fix that thing with our signal? No.
Yeah. I was going to throw Matt under the bus.
You know, my dad used to get calls like that, but when, back in the day when they had TVs and they'd get snow, and my dad was a civil engineer, and they'd call him, can't you fix that? You're an engineer. You know, for that, I should do that. He goes, no. It's a little wacky out there.
That's all right.
Yeah, okay. All right. Let's get back to the phones. You're up with Fred. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I got a question. I heard you guys talking about, you know, when you have a car problem,
yep.
You know, it's really difficult. You don't have somebody helping you and, like, mm-hmm. know what to do. But I had a 2018 Hyundai Elantra, mm-hmm. okay? And I had it, like, for 3 years. But back in February, my check engine light came on. I took it to a local garage. And they said, we can't do nothing. You have to take it to the dealer. So I took it over to the dealer, and they told me I need a new engine.
Cool.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, I need the car, and I figured, you know, I plan on keeping the car, and, like, you know, I needed repairs. But I said, okay, do it. I don't want to tell you the price. But I figured if they did that, you know, that I'd have the car for a while.
A 2018 Hyundai Elantra, that engine should have been covered under a warranty.
Well, it had 70,000 miles.
No, it was covered to 120,000.
Well, that's what I mean. They didn't tell me that.
Yeah, well, you got screwed. For lack of better terminology. Because that's an active recall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they didn't tell me. I asked them if it was under warranty, and they didn't say nothing.
I totally feel for you. That's your dealership horror story that I was talking about, because that's a definite humper there.
Now,
that's a,
can I contact, like, the, you know, the company?
Yeah, I would contact Hyundai Corporate.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then the other thing that happened was just last week, you know, that same car, the engine overheated.
Mm-hmm.
I took it back to the dealer, and they couldn't, like, figure it out, but they put on my invoice could be a possible head gasket problem, right? So I'm thinking, like, because my warranty on that engine is going to run out, like, in 6 months. So next month it'll run out. So I'm thinking they're, like, playing games.
I
had enough of it.
I agree with you.
Okay.
I agree with you. Yeah, this sounds like they're playing games because, and I hate to say that about other mechanics, but it does happen. More than we care to admit to, but number one, I would contact Hyundai Corporate because you do have recourse. You know, you do have a recourse, and stick with it, because sometimes they'll try to blow you off too.
Yeah, get to it. Yeah, and get back to us and do it. And see how you do.
But that's been a big problem.
So what I did is I went out yesterday and I bought a Honda Civic.
Okay.
That's telling them.
Just to get rid of that car. But, you know, the dangerous thing about it, and, like, this is something, like, you know, they put me out on the road, and what happened, because I had that problem before with that engine, I stalled out, like, in the middle of a highway, just mm-hmm. like that. it was, and that's what happened, you know, last week. Mm-hmm. You had a car overheated, and then it, like, stalled. And I'm thinking, like, they're sending me out, and it's like, you know, this guy could break down. And it's like, you know, it's like they put you in a dangerous situation.
Yeah.
I guess because they didn't want to go and really, you know, check the engine.
Or they didn't know what they're doing. Unfortunately,
yeah,
exactly. You see a lot of that. I mean, I was a young guy once and didn't know what I was doing back when I was, and that's a, unfortunately, that's what the dealerships bring kids out of, you know, not to knock kids, because they're all trying. Or at least a lot of them are. They just don't have the experience under the belt on what to look for. The idiosyncrasies with, you have probably a 1.8 liter in yours, in your Hyundai, and I know, between number two and number three cylinders, the head gaskets, or sometimes the heads even crack, depending on the thing. I mean, I know that these young guys may not know that. That's where experience comes in.
That's right.
As aside from that, I believe the dealership or Hyundai themselves, and you won't know that till you call, is playing games, because that motor should definitely been covered under a recall. It's still an active recall.
There you go.
So how would I go about it? Would I call them or write a letter?
I would call them, and they'll direct you. There is an actual department for that engine recall that you can contact. You'll get the prompts once you call Hyundai. There's a whole division dedicated to that particular engine problems and engine recalls.
And that's at their headquarters, right?
No, you don't
have
to go
back to the dealer.
No, because if you go back to the dealer, they're just going to, you know, kick the can down the road. So you contact Hyundai Corporate.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you for taking the time.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, good. We're in the education business today.
Well, that's what I wanted. I like doing that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, helping the customer if I can, to help them save money, or hopefully in this case, recoup his money.
I hope he follows up and gets some action on it. That'd be great.
I had a customer, a long-time customer that had a Hyundai. It was a 2018 Santa Fe. And they came in. Same thing. It was like overheating and shut off. And turned out, we diagnosed it. I saw what it needed. And she had 105,000 miles on it. Mm-hmm. And I told her, I said, Liz, you know, contact on day, this motor's covered for whatever, because they had a lot of problems with their oil consumption and the timing and the rings and everything with that engine. And she called them up and they took care of it. I will say they took care of it. No
Fine.
Questions.
Good.
And they only had it about 3 weeks, which is fantastic, because I've heard stories where they've had cars up there for 6 months.
Yeah.
For a while, back in 2016, because this recall has been going on since like 2012.
Yeah.
When I was down in Marshville, I had a customer come in, and this is how I learned all about it, because I did all kinds of research when this came in. And because we diagnosed it, we gave them a price on the motor, and they're like, oh, you know, we can't afford that, and da 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 da. And then I started, you know, poking around, and I'm like, wait a minute, this is covered under recall. So we sent it up there, but they had their car 6 months because there was a backlog of engines. But they did take care of it. They did take
eventually
care of it.
Eventually got to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. You got lucky there a little bit. That could have been a lost cause.
Yeah, the first time if somebody comes in with any kind of question about an engine on a Hyundai, first thing I do is type in the VIN and look for the active recalls.
Yeah.
And that's what we find.
You know, every time you come in with almost like a War and Peace full of recalls.
You know,
I mean, it's not just a few here and there.
Yeah.
There's a lot.
I think last week I had a bunch.
She had come in and the binder had to be 2 or 3 inches thick.
Yeah, I try to keep up with them. Now I make it on a folder file.
And it's Ford?
It's all of them, really. Ford is probably the leader right now.
Yeah.
Ford is probably the leader in recalls. Stellantis is right there. That's your Jeep. Chrysler,
like
Dodge.
A disease, isn't it? Stellantis.
Yeah, Stellantis. Yeah. I got the Stellantis.
Yeah, my elbow hurts because of, I don't know.
The GM's got their share.
Yeah.
All of them do. I mean, Toyota even, and I'm a Toyota guy, and it's Toyota's got their share of transmission issues and recalls and stuff. A friend of mine just bought a new-ish, I think it's a 22 RAV4, absolutely gorgeous car. I would like to get one.
Yeah.
But I told him to make sure you keep up with it, because the transmissions have issues with this. So
transmission issues.
I mean, the thing is, okay, you can say I'm not buying it because of the bad transmissions. Honda's got the same problem. So it's not like Nissan's had a horrible problem with transmissions. So you just got to, you know, buy what you want.
Yeah.
Make sure you have a good warranty or the manufacturer's warranty, and then go with God.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't just say, otherwise you'll be walking.
And right. Is there any way that some people have, owners have voided their, you know, have voided their warranties?
Well, recalls, it doesn't matter. Yeah. But, when you do the Hyundai recall, you have to have all your oil change records.
Yeah, okay.
So they want to make sure, because the main part of the recall was the oil consumption and timing issues, which all come down to, a lot of it comes down to maintenance. It's a design flaw, but if you didn't do your maintenance on it, you're going to have an argument with them. You may win, you may not. But if you have all your records, take them in and go in armed and you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you lack of maintenance is the biggest knock on against warranties and manufacturer warranties. Usually the manufacturers will send you a thing. I still get stuff from my wife's Toyota. It's a 2017, long gone. You know, the warranty's long gone.
Yeah.
But they still let me know what's up with, you know, what's going on. I will say Toyota's really good about communications.
If you've kept up all the maintenance and the schedule, everything, and it goes bad, you have a good shot. But if you've been neglectful, and we are usually to a point where we're not paying enough
attention. Oh, I've actually had customers like, I got a new car. I don't have to change my oil. Like, I've got a manufacturer's warranty. Yeah, wait till you go to try to use it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're just not going to sit there.
It's still your car.
They don't believe you.
It's your car.
Yeah.
Your responsibility, not whatever manufacturer you've got responsibility.
How dare you make sense on this show?
I know.
We're not doing that.
We go through a lot. We go through that a lot and have a lot of conversations about that stuff.
Somebody have one? We can keep it, the lines open here, about 10 minutes to go. 215-949-3232.
I will say, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I will say I've actually had dealing with a warranty company that I didn't used to have.
Yeah, you mentioned
issues
that.
With.
Yeah.
And it's called Triton. And I had problems with them before. I forget the name of the company, Resurgence or something like that, bought it. And they are absolutely a dream to work with. To say that.
Wow.
Because I don't like warranty companies
based
at all.
Triton
has been an absolute dream. I've had two claims for this particular customer over the last 6 months. One was AC. The last one here was thermostat, which was a pricey job because the thermostat's inside the engine on this car. You have to take apart almost all the engine just to get to the thermostat housing. Yeah. It's like a six-hour job.
Meanwhile, the other one's not so hot.
No.
Yeah.
So, Triton is good. I will go with Endurance has been good.
Yeah. Okay.
Toco, which nobody's really heard of.
Okay.
I've only heard of it because I have a customer. She's got a 2005 Nissan, and even though it's 20 years old, they're getting ready to cut her loose. But they've actually taken care of her very well over the last 18 years or so.
Yeah.
Never questioned me.
Willing to work?
Yeah, willing to work with me, pay me right on time, you know, not like the other ones. I posted up. And if you are on my Facebook, you'll see another technician talking about CarShield, the same exact words that I use, because he's had the same exact problems. And I'm not the only one, so, you know.
Is that the ones where everything's covered except with the...
what you need?
Well, yeah. That and they said that you wind up, they put the mechanic in the middle by saying, everything's covered, but then they make you the bad guy about how many hours they sit there and they just throw up their hands. It's not our problem, but you know, we gave you a good deal. It's the labor rate. It's all that kind of stuff.
And he was talking about how there was a 2019 Toyota that needed an engine, and they said, here, put this one in. It was a $2,000 engine, which sounds like a lot of money, but it's not. And it was a high-mileage piece of crap that he wouldn't put in. So they put, so CarShield got the technician in the middle between the customer.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
he, so you're the bad guy.
So he has the same stories that I have. So it can't be just us two. Yeah. It's got to be pretty universal across the board.
Yeah, you could see where they're coming from. Hey, we're willing to do that, and you get to choose the mechanic of your choice. Yeah, yeah, but they, yeah, they don't
the
pay.
Mechanic, yeah, as long
don't,
as the,
they won't do it for nothing.
Yeah, you can choose the mechanic of your choice.
Yeah,
as long as he chooses to conform with it.
Yeah,
with our policies.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm
but
not.
If he's wise to you, oh, that's good. Forget it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I said. I've been banned from CarShield, so I don't even have to worry about.
Is that
it.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because I had the same thing as when I was in Mars.
Badge of honor there.
Oh, yeah, it was. I feel really good about it.
And, Attica. Yeah, there you go.
So, I had a customer. It was almost the same story. It was an engine in a Toyota. And they told me the same thing, that they were only going to pay my labor rate at the time. They were only going to pay 70% of my labor rate. And I'm like, that's unacceptable. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, you have to get the rest from the customer. I said, why did the customer buy a warranty? Well, he said, well, they got to read the fine print. I'm like, well, that's a bunch of crap. You know, and I was like, so the guy got really indignant with me.
Oh.
And I said, I can't believe you guys are doing it. And kept going. He kept going. Finally, I told him, you know, there's stuff I can't repeat here.
Yeah.
And I told him, and then he's like, and so he says, all right, we're going to have the car towed out of your shop. I'm like, good. So the next time, maybe a year or so later, I called, I tried again with CarShield, and they're like, oh, sorry, Ms. Fletcher's Garage, you are banned from.
Oh, you are
I was blackballed from doing repairs on your warranty. So I'm like, okay, fine.
It's like a bunch of fifth graders going at it, you know? It's like, geez.
All I'm doing is trying to get the customer back on the road and have them do their job.
Yeah, and it just gets in your way to, you know, it's hard to explain too.
Mm-hmm. Well, they wanted me to get the rest of, you know, I'll use round numbers. Say my labor rate at the mm-hmm. time was $100.
Right.
They only went to pay $70. Well, they're supposed to pay the $100. They're like, no. We got to, I said, well, what do I do about the other 70? He goes, well, you can either eat it or you can charge the customers. Either one of those scenarios is not good. Yeah, I'm not going to eat it for one, $30 an hour. So, you know, that on that particular job it was $360.
Yeah.
Or, you know, why should I charge? Why should the customer have to pay after they've already bought a warranty? And that was my question.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand the deductible. I can understand something like that. But to just cut my labor rate because you feel like it, no, that's not going to happen.
It's like the health insurance stuff where it's not covered. It is because I have insurance says so.
Yeah.
And that's, oh, well, okay. So what they're doing is you get to pay as much as you can.
Yeah.
Or try to get you to do that. And when you go in there with your card and everything, and I got this, it should be covered. And you got to sit there and just fight for the right.
Again, stuff that we should not have to be doing.
Should not be doing, right. Yeah, and come out of there now.
Have to do.
Yeah.
And that's where my frustration with how the world has been the last few years.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like I said earlier, I'm tired of, you know, I don't want to be that guy, get off my lawn guy.
Yeah,
you know, I don't want to be that guy. But it's getting to that point.
But
where
just do it right. That's all.
You have to do is do what you say you're going to do.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah,
I mean,
right. Yeah,
do what you say you're going to do.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Be done with it. And, I don't know, part of it is they treat you. You're a senior citizen. I am. All right, mm-hmm. But they think you're dumb. They don't think you're going to make a big deal out of anything. You know, that's what it said. Well, it doesn't mean that because I have the premiums to pay for it.
Well, I actually had a warranty company where it actually said everything was covered, and then there was a subcategory which took it all away.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, the big print covers the fine print, take it away.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened. It was an umbrella company. I can't think of the name. And then there was another company underneath of it.
Yeah.
And the main company, the umbrella company, said, yeah, it was covered. And then I called it in. I called the claim in, and they're like, no, it's not covered. I'm like, I'm looking at the paperwork right here. It says it's covered.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, no, you got to look at page 3.
Right.
And then I see there's another company that bought into this who took that over and took it away.
There you go.
So. Okay.
It does help to be married to a lawyer, though.
Yeah.
I will say that. A little, we moved to the front of the line. Yeah, yeah. It's always nice.
Yeah.
So, you know, but I just feel sometimes they just sit there and they're going to lie to your face, and you're mm-hmm. supposed to take it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm all wound up here.
There you go. Take that home, Jim.
I'm supposed to be the calming influence, and now you got me going here. All right, so we're gonna shift lanes. Thanks for the calls, by the way. That was
some good calls.
Really good stuff there, and good luck there in the arena. Yeah. All right, so stay with us. We're going to be right back and roll on here on WBCB.